Namaste, my dears. Hello, and welcome to episode 74 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, your host, Kelly. Today we have an all levels Hatha Flow class for you. Our philosophical emphasis is on tapas, one of the niyamas. I really hope you enjoy this class, and I thank you so much, as always, for sharing your practice with me and with the Sunrose Yoga Podcast community and with those people in your life who are able to benefit from the love that shines from you and flows from you. Please visit sunroseyoga.com for photos of the postures, more yoga talk, and videos on selected postures and breathing techniques. Please leave me a note there if you'd like, or you can get in touch via email, phone, Twitter, Facebook, the works. All of the details are at sunroseyoga.com. Thanks again. Namaste. So since it's hot, sort of naturally drawn to thinking about fire, which it probably will be kind of hot in here today as we practice, which makes me think about tapas, the burning zeal of our practice. Tapas is one of the niyamas on the eight-limbed path of yoga. And that I'd read to you from the Yoga Sutras what exactly I'm talking about. So, translated and transliterated to English, tapas, self-discipline, burns away impurities and kindles the spark of divinity. And so it's interesting, tapas, the self-discipline is one of those things that oftentimes, as Americans, we can overdo. And I often feel like when I'm teaching a yoga class, a lot of times I'm just letting people be with what is and not having them ease up from that driving, go, 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 go. But I've been thinking about how there must be a way to reconcile the two, to make them sort of give a softer quality to what we might interpret as self-discipline or tapas or that burning zeal. And one thing that I read that really speaks to this, I think, is that tapas is the generation of internal momentum to counteract the momentum of karma. I like that. Karma being all of that stuff in the past that we have stored in our psyche, in our bones, in our muscles, in our nerves, that we are working through in this life. You might notice patterns in your own behavior or in your body where things might get stuck repeatedly over and over again. And it's through tapas, our commitment to the practice, that we can begin to identify those patterns and let the practice help us work through them. So with that, let's create a little heat. Let's come to a nice seat. Allow the eyes to close. Maybe bring the hands to your knees or to your thighs. Just take a moment to settle in to the space. Thank you.
Notice how your body as a vessel takes in air. How it's filled with air, filled with prana, life force. How in the pause between the in and the exhalation, there's a exchange. And then notice in the exhalations how your body as a vessel lets go of that. And slowly bring the hands together at your heart. Feeling your palm pressing into your palm. Feeling your heart rise and fall with the breath. Maybe let your practice today sort of be inspired by or dedicated to your practice itself. Just sort of dedicating to self-discipline. Tapas. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart. Acknowledge the hardest part, just getting here, is already done. We'll release the hands, lift the face, and softly lift the focus. And as you're ready, make your way to all fours, hands and knees, Chakravakasana. Maybe grab your blocks so that they're within easy grasp. And we'll inhale from table and lengthen the spine. Maybe tuck the chin, tuck the tailbone just a little bit. And as you exhale, let your hips drop back, resting the bum on the heels and the forehead on the floor. Bhaktasana. And as you inhale, slowly draw yourself back to table. Chakravakasana. Use the length of your breath to complete the movement. As you exhale, tuck the toes and lift your hips to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. And begin again. We'll inhale the knees back to table. And exhale, drop the hips back toward the heels. Bhaktasana. And we'll inhale back to table. Move your body as it feels natural to you. And exhale to downward facing dog. And we'll continue to flow this way, to move between and among these three postures. Letting your in-breath start the movement. Letting your out breath start the movement. And start to notice the pauses between the breaths, between the movement, between the thoughts. What you feel, where, how
the more times through these three postures, the more sort of refined and skilled you become, not necessarily with the movements themselves in a technical sense, sort of more refined and skilled in your experience of them. And you notice more detail, more intricate and exquisite qualities about moving this way. And then the next time you slowly inhale yourself back to table, we'll stay there a few breaths. And we'll separate the knees just a bit. And then place your left hand right underneath your heart. And as you breathe in, we'll sweep the right arm toward the sky. As you breathe out, slide that right arm underneath the left and come to rest on your shoulder. And we'll begin again as you breathe in, unwind, extend. And as you exhale, twist. Again, we'll move between these two places at the pace of your own breath here. Noticing as many things as you can about how your body moves in this way. Noticing what it feels like for your shoulder joints, what it feels like for your hips, what it feels like for your spine to be twisted in this way and then untwisted. And then the next time you find yourself exhaling into the twist, let's stay put for a few breaths. Maybe resting your right shoulder on the floor, resting your right temple on the floor in a way that makes sense for you. And by all means, if you need to sort of move things around, do that. Now, what to do with the left hand? You can begin to press it a little more mightily into the earth if you like. You can walk it forward toward the front of your mat, up and over head. Or if you'd like to reach back behind the back and grasp the top of the right thigh in sort of bind. Try that too. And by all means, try something else. Try whatever speaks to you. And try not to worry too much about how you've done this before, what you think it's supposed to look like. Let yourself experience this posture, this shape from within. And then we'll sort of increase the twist by pressing both of your sitting bones back in space. So that left sitting bone, it kind of wants to come forward a little bit. Push it back. So you'll feel a nice lengthening through your low to mid back, through your ribs, your back ribs. And on your next breath in, place your left hand underneath your left shoulder and slowly unwind. And then move your body in whatever way feels natural. Maybe make circles with the upper body,
or move through cat and cow. Or just let your spine move like a wave. And then when you're ready, we'll place the right hand underneath the heart. And as you breathe in, sweep your left arm toward the sky. And as you exhale, slide your left arm underneath the right. Good, and we'll begin again with the in-breaths, unwinding, extending, expanding your wingspan, and exhale, twist. Let your breath set the pace here as you move between these two places, between these two worlds. To the other side, if you can feel any differences in the body. If some other arm position feels more natural here, take that. Some other foot position feels more natural, try that. Bring you back to your practice over and over and over again is the way in which you make it your own. I want you to feel free to practice the way you know you were meant to practice, in a way that feels almost inborn, innate in your body. Obviously, from time to time, I may offer up some tips about alignment to keep your body safe. But aside from that, I want you to do what your body is calling for. And as you inhale, press your right hand back into the earth underneath your right shoulder and unwind. And again, take a moment here just to move in whatever way feels natural. Place the palms flat against the floor, and your index fingers are pointing directly at the front of your mat. We'll inhale and lengthen your spine. And as you exhale, tuck the toes under and lift the hips to downward facing dog. And move your body in downward facing dog. Move in whatever way works for you. Bending the knees, maybe nodding and shaking the head. And then we'll begin to refine. Begin
by really rooting that space between your thumb and your index finger down into the floor. Pressing that and pressing a little bit lighter through your pinky fingers. Begin to soften the tops of the shoulders away from your ears as you draw the shoulder blades down your back. And then from here, just slightly bend your knees and then begin to shoot your tailbone toward the sky. So really perk up your sitting bones, yeah, toward the ceiling. Now we'll keep that lift of the sitting bones as you let your heels descend toward earth, straightening your knees a little bit. Good. Beautiful. Now with your next breath in, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. And we'll scooch your left foot forward just a little bit and then lower the heel down. And we'll rise all the way up to standing. Good, now you might want to move that left foot out to the left a little bit. We're sort of gearing up for Warrior One, Virabhadrasana One, where the points of your hips are just facing straight ahead. And sometimes a wider stance can make that a little more accessible. If your legs are really close together, it's sometimes hard. We'll inhale the arms up toward the sky. And as you exhale, begin to bend your right knee, maybe shift your gaze up. Good, and we'll inhale, straighten. And exhale, bend. And we'll move between these two places. You might even start to exhale the hands to the heart as you bend your knee. And inhale, circle, sweep the arms around and up. But as we work dynamically, as we work in this sort of circle or the wave or the flame of your practice, do what speaks to you. There will be, of course, time for refinement, and that's appropriate, but really let yourself find what brings you back to your practice day after day after day. Start there. Good, now the next time you exhale, let's stay with your right knee bent. And we'll just take a moment here to refine. Just make sure that your knee is right over top of your ankle and not too far forward. Over time, that can cause some instability. And if you need more space, you can always step your left foot back, your back foot back. Your right hip is drawing back in space, and your left hip is pressing forward. That helps sort of set up this squareness of the hips. Good. Hands on the hips are great for this. Good. Now, press your left heel down into the earth and notice how you can feel that line from your heel all the way up through the crown of your head. Good. Now bring hands to the heart if that feels right. And we'll circle sweep the arms around and up overhead. Lifting through the heart. Now think about your ribs. Your left ribs are moving forward toward the front of your mat. Your right ribs are moving back. Good. Now let's stay here. Breathe into the fire in the legs. Breathe into the lightness of the heart. Now as you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. And as you breathe out, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Uttanasana, forward fold. Always feel free to support your hands with blocks here. Sometimes we really want to ground into something here, and reaching for the floor is not so great for our alignment at times. Good. Let your head be heavy. Let yourself sort of soften through your temples, through your face. Wonderful. And now, as you breathe in, let's bring the torso up halfway and extend your hands back behind you, almost like you're making yourself into a little airplane. And then exhale, fold again, Uttanasana. And again, as you inhale, come up halfway, lengthen, extend the arms back, and exhale, fold. And one more time, just like that. Inhale up halfway, lengthen your fingers, and exhale, fold. And now really pressing down into the floor as you breathe in, use your legs to rise up, to sweep the upper body all the way up. Fingertips reach toward the sky, and exhale the hands to the heart. We'll inhale, release your hands down, and then sweep them out to the sides, up overhead, maybe gazing up. And exhale, dive forward with strong legs, lifted kneecaps. And as you inhale, bring the torso up halfway, extend your fingers behind you, and exhale, fold. And then as you breathe in, let's step our right foot back, as we did on the other side. We'll come all the way up to standing after you lower your right heel to the earth. And take a minute here to establish yourself, to find your feet. You might want to step that right foot out to the right a bit. And we'll inhale the arms up. And as you exhale, bend your left knee, maybe bring your hands to the heart since we sort of know where this is going. And inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead as you straighten your left leg, and exhale, bend. Good, so working dynamically with Warrior One, Virabhadrasana One. See if you can feel the electricity of a warrior spirit all the way into your fingertips as you embody this posture. Good. And the next time you exhale and bend your left knee, let's stay here a few breaths. You can sort of take a minute to refine, maybe bringing your hands to your hips, moving the right hip forward and the left hip back, moving the right ribs forward and the left ribs back. Really connecting your right heel with the earth, maybe going even a little soft on the toes. Maybe lifting up the right toes and wiggling them, just so you can really feel that connection. Can you have you turn those toes a little closer to the front? Yeah, you can have more access to your hips that way. Yeah. Now let the base of your spine be heavy. Naturally heavy. Don't feel the need to force it anywhere, but just let it be a little heavy. And that'll sort of naturally draw your belly button toward your spine. And see if you can lift your heart a little bit and smile through your collarbones as you draw the heads of your arms back and then soften the shoulders. Good. What a bunch of beautiful warriors here. Now let's extend the fingertips toward the sky. And then take whatever arm position here feels right for you. If you'd like to bring your palms together or clasp your hands and then push the palms toward the sky. Or if you just want to flash some peace signs. Feels right sometimes. Or if you want to do the gorilla. Good. Now, as you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down toward earth. And this time, as you exhale, step back to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Hips are high. Shoulders are softening away from the ears. Let yourself sort of bring your weight back into your hips. Inclined to come to Anahatasana, which Mark is beautifully demonstrating. Good, now as you breathe in the next time, let's step the right foot forward between the hands. And we'll keep that wide stance as we lower the left heel down to the earth. And take a minute to feel your feet here before you rise all the way up to Warrior Two. So this time the arms are extended out in T, and the points of the hips are working towards facing the long side of the mat. Right knee is bent, left leg is straight and strong. Good, now, I say that the points of the hips are working towards facing the long side of the mat because I feel like the geometry of our bodies sometimes prohibits us from doing that without there being some slippage through the right knee. If you'll notice, like sometimes that right knee really wants to move inward. And I would much rather have that right knee forward so that it's sort of pointing in the same direction as your second or third toe and you're able to see your big toe. I'd rather have that than the left hip really totally peeled back, if that makes any sense. Not to get all, after I talked about not getting super geeky on the alignment, but that's just something for your long-term safety in this pose that I would think about. Good. Now let's bring some movement to this. As you inhale, bring your hands to the heart. We'll keep our legs where they are. And as you exhale, extend the arms out to T. Yeah, good. Now work that way, inhaling the hands to the heart. Exhaling, expand your wingspan. Whenever the Summer Olympics are around, I just am so dazzled by the wingspan on these swimmers. And whenever I hear anyone talking about how broad their wings are, I I love that, and I think that it's something that we can totally bring with us or conjure up, especially when we're practicing Warrior Two. As you exhale the next time, really just let your wingspan come into its fullness. And you can turn the palms up or have them facing the earth, or if you want to make little stop hands for some real juice into the fingers, do that. Good, now with your next breath in, let's bend the right elbow and drop the forearm to the top of the right thigh. And as you exhale, let your left hand drop down toward the floor and then reach up overhead, just like you're reaching across the room toward the place where the wall and the ceiling meet. And then relax your shoulder away from the ear. Good, now let's come back up to Warrior Two. And let's begin again. We'll inhale, bend, and drop. Exhale, sweep. Good. And this time, let's inhale all the way back to Reverse Warrior. And we'll exhale to Warrior Two. And we'll inhale, bend to the four, and drop, and exhale, sweep. Good. And begin again. Inhale, Reverse Warrior. And exhale, Warrior Two. Inhale, bend and drop. And exhale, sweep. Good. And let's move that way in this sort of dancing warrior, reverse warrior, Warrior Two. And then a dynamic Uttita Parsva Konasana. Find yourself in the full expression in Uttita Parsva Konasana, lateral angle. Stay there. That right quadricep, oh, the fire. The fire. It's a good thing we have the AC on. Good, now make sure you can see your right big toe on the inside or to the inside of your knee. Now let's take your top hand, your left hand, and just slide it down the side of your left leg so it's just in line with the rest of your body. And look down at your right toe. Let your right hand just be soft. And then as you inhale, cartwheel the hands to earth. And we'll come up onto the ball of your left foot. Now this is where we're going to get pretty crazy. Grab your blocks in the highest position. And as you breathe in, begin to straighten your right leg and your left leg. Let your spine round, let your head become heavy. And as you breathe out, come into a nice low lunge. So bend your right knee, straighten out your right leg. Knee right over top of ankle and gaze up. Good, now as you breathe in, let's begin again. Straighten both legs, rise up through the hips, let the head be heavy. And exhale, nice lunge, lifting through the heart, softening the shoulders, beautiful. And we'll begin again, inhale, rising up. And let your own breath start to set the pace. Notice the sort of spaces between the big movements. Spaces and movements between the really big and exciting staff. Notice what you feel between your toes, what you feel behind your ears. Good, and the next time you exhale into your lunge, lower your left knee to the earth and untuck the toes for now. Now we'll take both arms to the inside edge of your right knee and both blocks. We'll scooch the right foot out to the right, so it's maybe even at the very edge of your mat. Now if it feels better for you, you can turn your toes out, your right toes out, maybe 45 degrees. You can flex that foot and roll to the outside edge of it if that feels better too. This is a matter of preference, and by flexing the foot, you're protecting your knee. Good, now if it feels okay, bring those blocks to the next lowest position. If you find yourself there and it doesn't feel okay, go back up. Good, and if that feels okay, maybe bring them to the next lowest position. Or if you know that you can safely have your hands on the floor, do that. Good, now as you inhale, everyone will lengthen our spine, lift through the heart. And as you exhale, with a flat back, let's just lower the heart toward the floor. And we'll do this dynamically. So as you breathe in, press the hands into the floor and lift up again. Good, and exhale. Release the heart toward earth. Good. And begin again with your breath. Good. And notice how the body feels called to move here. If you notice patterns or waves in the body. Good, and the next time you find yourself in the inhale or up position, let's stay there. Now if it feels okay, plant your left hand on your block and bring your right hand to your right thigh. Good, yeah, by all means, if it feels better now to elevate that hand, do it. Now if it feels okay, you might consider tucking your left toes under, or even bending that left knee so that your foot is up in the air. Good. And if it feels okay, take your right hand, reach back and catch the top of your left foot. Maybe not, maybe keep that hand on the hip or on the thigh. Wherever you are is right where you need to be. This pose has a real name, but I like to call it Twisted Lizard Mermaid. I think it's more fun that way. Or Merman. Twisted Lizard Merman. I'm going to have you reach back with this hand. So if you plant that one on the floor, and then you reach. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. How does that? That should feel a little more like supported.
Good. Good, Twisted Lizard Mer people.
Let's slowly on an inhale come back to center wherever you are. And slowly, almost luxuriously, make your way back to downward facing dog. You can go through Bhaktasana or whatever on the way, move slowly. We did a lot of really deep hip work there. Take good care before you go back to downward facing dog. Good. Beautiful, spines look great. Now as you inhale, make your way to plank, top of a push-up. And also lower the knees to the floor here if you think that will help you maintain alignment. Good, and we'll soften through the shoulders. As you breathe your body long, press out through your heels. Draw your belly button toward your spine. And as you exhale, lower knees, belly and chest down to the floor. And now let's pull our heart forward as we peel the heart, the front of the ribs from the floor in cobra. Press the tops of the feet into the earth and soften the shoulders away from the ears. Gorgeous. And we'll take in a breath here. As you breathe out, look over your right shoulder. As you breathe in, come back to center. And as you breathe out, look over your left shoulder. Breathe in, come back to center. And exhale, release down toward the earth. As you breathe in, press your hands into the earth as you rock your hips back toward the heels. And as you exhale, tuck the toes, lift the hips to downward facing dog. Adho Mukha Svanasana. Good. Now we begin again on side two. As you inhale, step your left foot forward between your hands. Lower the right heel to the earth and we'll rise up to warrior two, Virabhadrasana two. Points of the hips are sort of in the general, pointing in the general direction of the long side of the mat. You can see the left big toe. Good, now let's inhale the hands to the heart. And exhale, extend the arms. Now you know where we're going, so really make these movements your own here as you sort of flow between gathering your energy and letting it scatter. Yourself with the arms fully extended. As you inhale, let your right hand drop back toward your right leg, reverse warrior. And as you exhale, come back to warrior two. As you inhale, bend the left forearm and or the left elbow and drop the forearm to the top of your thigh. Exhale, sweep that right arm down and up overhead. And we'll inhale and begin again, reverse warrior. And exhale, warrior two. Inhale, bend and drop. And exhale, sweep. And we'll do this just following our own breath. Feeling that fire in the left quadricep. Oh yeah, that's good. Is there any time you feel tingly shakiness as your muscles are working and your nervous system is discharging tension? Rejoice. You have a body that is able to feel things. Good, and now the next time you find yourself in extended lateral angle, let's stay there a few breaths. So that place where the forearm is on the top of the thigh, and you're reaching up overhead like you're reaching towards the opposite wall, where the wall and the ceiling meet, creating a diagonal. And the heart is spinning toward the sky. Now release your right hand to your right hip this time. And really use your left forearm is sort of leveraged to spin your heart toward the sky. Good, now we'll cartwheel the hands toward the earth and come to the ball of your right foot, grabbing your blocks. That feels right for you. As you inhale, straighten your left leg as you come way up on your right tippy toe, rounding the spine, let the head be heavy. And as you exhale, come to your lunge, bending the left knee, gazing forward and up. And again, as you breathe in, lift, rise up, and exhale, deep lunge. Move at the pace of your breath. Let go of all tension in the back of the neck. And the next time you find yourself in the lunge position, we'll stay there and we'll lower the right knee down to the earth. We'll move both arms and both blocks to the inside edge of the left knee as you scooch your left foot out toward the outer edge of the mat. Good. And if you'd like to, again, you can turn the toes out 45 degrees and maybe flex the foot and roll to the outside edge of that foot. Good. Now find the position that works for your hands, either on the blocks in any position. We'll inhale and lift the heart, lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, we'll hinge from the hips. Let your heart be softened toward the earth. And we'll begin again. Inhale, lengthening. Feel yourself lengthening, sort of beginning at the base of the spine and just sort of undulating all the way up the spine. And then exhale, soften. Move in a way that honors your body. The next time you find yourself in the up position, the inhale position, we'll stay here a few breaths. We'll plant the right hand on the floor or on a block about as wide as your shoulder or wider. And we'll press the left hand into the left thigh. And from here, really see if you can lengthen your spine, sort of beginning at the base of the spine. Spin the heart toward the sky so you just get this nice openness, yeah. Feel your wingspan here. Yeah. Okay, so right now we're just a twisted lizard. And if you want to make that a twisted lizard mer person, begin to bend the back knee, pointing the toe toward the sky. And then reaching back with the left hand to catch the top of the foot. Wait, do I have my left hand? Yeah, sometimes it's hard to tell what body part is what when you're twisting and you're lunging. we're all facing each other. So when are we? I'm putting the right body part on the mat. Good, nice spine length here. Just imagine your twist as this sort of spiraling staircase, beginning low and working all the way up beyond the crown of the head. And on an in-breath, slowly unwind yourself, release, and come back to center. And then slowly take your time to come to downward dog. There's no rush. You can spend as much time in child's pose or in any other sort of resting place along the way. Good. Then slowly inhale the knees back to the floor. So you come to table. And then as you exhale, we'll just come back to sit on the heels. And we'll move the heels and the feet to one side so that you can sit your booty down. And we'll just bring the feet in front of us. Now, if you, like me, when you're just sitting with legs straight out in front of your body, kind of do this naturally. It's very hard to, like, this requires a lot of effort. Then I would suggest working with a blanket under your seat when you're practicing lots of seated poses. And the best way to work with the blanket is to scooch your bum all the way forward so that you're almost falling off of the blanket. This will tilt your pelvis forward. So literally, my ischial tuberosities, my booty bones, they're on the edge of my blanket. If I even breathe hard, I will fall off. So let's take our left leg straight, extend it sort of 45 degrees out to the left. And we'll bend our right knee and bring the sole of the right foot to the inside edge of your left leg. Now, if this causes any tension in the knee, consider supporting your right knee with a block or another blanket, and I can bring that. And I thought, since we have done so much sort of intensely yang poses, really building the heat, sort of firing it up, I thought it might be nice for us to practice a few yin yoga poses, a sort of a counter to that. And this is called, in yin yoga speak, half dragonfly. So what we'll do is we'll just begin to sort of walk our hands forward on the floor. Now, you might notice here that this brings up tension somewhere. And if that's true, bring your blocks out in front of you. So good. We'll just walk forward until you start to feel a little bit of something, a little bit of tension. Maybe it's in your hamstring. Maybe it's in your hip. That's your stopping point. And see what you need to sort of support yourself there. And by that I mean sort of set up a structure. Bring your elbows to the floor or elbows to a block or your hands to the floor. And then maybe rest your head in your hands. Something where you're not muscling into anything. You're not tempted to push here. You sort of set up the structure where you are supported by your bones, by the blocks, and then you can just sort of fall and fall and fall. And we'll be here for a few breaths, so there's time to settle in. And so when we practice yin yoga, we begin sort of by scanning the body. Scan your entire body. notice what you feel where. And your knee and your toes are still pointing toward the sky, so we still have that support there. Good. Scan your body. Where might you feel tension? Where might you feel tightness? Where might you feel things are really flowing already? And you might find yourself just feeling like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. This doesn't feel comfortable. This feels super awkward. And I can assure you that no matter what you are feeling, you are totally normal. And let your face soften. Let your shoulders soften. Let your belly soften. And then come to your breath. Notice every sensation of breathing, of being breathed. And now we'll release the hands to the earth if they're not already there. And then use your arm bones to walk your body back upright. And notice what you feel where. And let's inhale and really lengthen the spine. Lift the heart, spread the collarbones. And as you breathe out, turn to face your right knee, your bent knee. And again, as you breathe in, lift your heart, spread your collarbones. And as you breathe out, place your left hand on the top of your right thigh. And place your right hand behind your back on the floor. And let each in-breath lengthen you. And as you breathe out, maybe shift your gaze over your right shoulder. And then as you take your next breath in, slowly unwind. And you can take a little counter twist to the other side. Nice and easy. Slowly come back to center. And we'll switch the legs. And if you had some sort of inkling of how you could make this setup different on side two, go ahead and do that. Good, and now we'll inhale and lengthen the spine. And as you exhale, begin to hinge from your hips, just being guided forward by your heart. And when you find that point of resistance, then set up your structure using your blocks, using your bones, supporting yourself in whatever way feels right and will allow you to just fall and fall and fall. Let yourself breathe into any tension. Breathe around any tension. And as you breathe out, see if you can watch just the teeniest bit of tension dissolve.
Let the back of the neck soften. Let the throat soften. Let the back of the heart soften. And then begin to press the hands into the floor as you walk yourself back up. And as you breathe in, lift your heart, spread your collarbones. And as you breathe out, turn to face your left knee. And as you breathe in, lengthen the spine. And as you breathe out, place your right hand on the top of your left thigh and your left hand behind the back. Maybe gazing over the shoulder. Let yourself really soften the right booty. And on an in-breath, slowly unwind. Maybe take a teeny little counter stretch, counter twist to the right. Coming back to center in an in-breath. And now for the wall. I thought it might be nice for us to practice a few versions of legs up the wall. And I will just do a little demonstrating since we're combining regular old legs up the wall, which you may be very familiar with a couple of other poses. So here's your standard legs up the wall. Your bum is close in, and your legs are extending up the wall. Today I thought it might be nice for us to practice some wall butterfly, pressing your hands into the tops of the thighs if it feels right, or to practice some wall happy baby. You really get a nice, sort of you're pressing the feet into the wall, so you're massaging the low back. Any other version of it, legs up the wall that would feel nice, please do. Maybe tree. Maybe eagle, whatever. So you'll take yourself, your mat, all the way up to the wall. And the easiest way to get into this pose is to kneel or squat with your bum facing your mat. And one shoulder close to the wall. And you just sort of roll onto your back, support your body with your elbows, and kick your legs up the wall. And then scooch, using your elbows, your booty as close to the wall as is comfortable for you. Now, if you'd like to support your head, you're placing a pillow underneath, or a pillow, a blanket underneath your head like a pillow, you can do that. And then experiment with what feels right here. Maybe the butterfly, maybe the wall, happy baby, maybe the wall, straddled seat. Thank you.
And if this doesn't feel right at all to you, wave at me and we will add some props to make it work. Now let your low back just surrender to the earth. Feel supported by the earth, by this room. Your throat soften down toward the mat. Now you are welcome to stay here as long as you like. As you feel like moving on, you can draw the knees toward the chest. And then rock to your favorite side. And then take your time to bring yourself to your most luxurious of shavasanas, poses of final rest. And make any movements that would feel right, that would feel just juicy here. Let yourself soften between your toes. Softening the legs and the knees. Letting go through the upper legs and the hips. Softening the belly and the heart. letting go through the shoulders and the neck and the throat. Letting the length of each hand, letting the length of each arm and the hands release completely. Letting your face go soft. Letting the forehead soften too. Feel the back of the head just cradled. No need to do anything. And then just be with the rise and the fall of your breath. Thank you. to bring a little bit of movement back into your mind. Notice your body. Notice where your body makes contact with the earth. Allow your breath to deepen. And let that deepening of breath invite movement back into your body. And let that movement spread naturally throughout your body. Maybe draw the knees toward the chest and rock from side to side. Rolling to your favorite side. And spending a few breaths here, just all curled up. Letting whatever you're feeling just sort of well up to the surface. And then offering that up to your practice. To your dedication for today. We've added some fuel to the fire. We'll slowly begin the path back to a tall seat, taking your time. Close today by chanting Om one time all together. And let's take a full cycle of breath together before we begin. Deep breath in and out and in. Om.
you for sharing your practice with us, with this space. Thank you for dedicating yourself to yourself. I wish you constant connection to your zeal and zest for life. Until we meet again and always, namaste.